going to be so weird going back home and everyone knows who I am.
Will it be really that strange to come home with a different profile?
I think it will, just like, because it'll just be extra hectic and Natalie will be coming with me as well, so it's even more high profile, so it'll be weird.
Because people will be looking at you, or will they be looking at Natalie? I wonder what's going on, which way it's going to go.
I think it'll be a bit of both, because obviously, like, I'm going to be the only one singing. Natalie's not going to sing, unfortunately, but, it'll be, I guess, and it'll be weird to see, you know, who's going to come out and watch and the people that I know and the people that I don't know. It'll be strange, but good.
What do your family reckon about all this? Because I think we saw them initially during the audition process, and then they've had to be sworn to secrecy as you go through the whole process.
Yeah.
How are they holding up?
They're absolutely ecstatic for me, you know. It was like last night my mum was telling me, my dad probably going to hate me for saying this, but when I was waiting for me, like, the announcement to come through that I was through in the top three, Mum texted me and was just like, Dad couldn't handle it, and as soon as you got through, he just started crying.
Oh, that's beautiful.
Yeah.
Geez, you were nearly robbed there. I think there would have been a collective scream from down here at Gippsland if you didn't get through, because you have been touted as one of the favourites, along with Altian, who people are still scratching their heads about him. But anyway, that's a different story. But you have been touted as one of the favourites. How much pressure has that put on you, Sally?
It puts so much. You know, I feel like I have to put so much more into my performances and make them, you know, like, extra crazy or special. And it's a lot to sort of live up to. It's kind of like I have to live up to my, like, people's expectations of myself. So it's kind of like every week I'm competing with myself. It's a strange concept, but I guess in a way, you know, if people view me as a favourite, then it means I'm doing something right. So
tell me a bit about who Sally Chatfield is. Where did you spring from? Because we hear the stories, you know, from Lakes. You were working in a hairdressing salon there. Mm-hmm. I mean, what's your background with the music? Oh, some people have even said, oh, yes, I know that girl from Carols by Candlelight at Lakes Entrance. I mean, there's all these stories around. Can you put it into perspective for us?
Well, basically, I've been singing since I was in grade two, and that means, like, I've been performing around, like, locally around Lakes Entrance and, like, Bairnsdale and all that for, you know, nearly 13, 14 years or so. And people do, like, so I was a little bit known in town already, but, and just doing local stuff and then doing some competitions, et cetera. And, I worked in the salon for about a month and a half before, like, I just got my apprenticeship before I started X Factor. I've generally just been a local girl, just hung around town and done all that kind of stuff and just tried to sing when I could and was trying to figure out how to sort of get into the music industry, or whether I was just going to have to sort of have a job and support myself that way, or, you know, it was really hard until this competition. I'd tried out for Australian Idol twice, and I'd tried out for Australia's Got Talent, but didn't even get through to, like, see the judges. So it's weird how different, you know, what different competitions are looking for, and I felt like, you know, I went to this audition, was like, you know, if I don't get in, then I don't get in. If I do, then that'd be awesome, and I know that's, you know, it's been the right time for me. So
what are they looking for in the X Factor? Are they looking for the complete package?
It definitely is that, you know. They're not, I think Australian Idol, you know, they had their strict ideas of what they wanted. The X Factor's a lot broader because they want, you know, the look, the personality and all that kind of stuff, and the little quirk factor as well. You know, they want someone that's a little bit different, and I think, you know, that's why I was lucky with this competition that it came along when it did, because I'd sort of developed my own personality better, and I'd had a better idea of, you know, of myself, so I felt a lot more comfortable going into this kind of competition as well.
Yeah. Because of that, were you able to retain your individuality? Because you can see in some of the other programs before that have gone before that some of the artists who have come on have a definite sense of who they are, you know, whether they're wearing, you know, heavy makeup or their emo sort of looking or whatever, that they have that, and somehow that gets tidied up or pushed aside to make them more commercial. Can you retain your individuality, or have you been able to?
Yeah, that's what this competition is all about. They don't want to change anyone. They want people to like them for who they are, and I've never had any qualms about how I dress or how I look, because at the end of the day, like, I'm still, you know, I have that, like, my voice is what people are going to be listening to. and want to, you know, pay to see and all that kind of stuff. And I know that, like, I feel like I have a genuine personality and people can relate with that as well. So I think people, whether they like my style or not, kind of, like, have a way to move past that as well. And I haven't had any problems with, yeah, my style and all that. So it's been really, really good.
The style's gone this ballerina frock type thing in more recent shows. to coin a Kyle Sanderland phrase, Kyle Sanderland's been one of the judges for our listeners who aren't aware, this style, do you get much say in your dress sense? Do you get much input?
Yeah, I get heaps of say. I work really closely with Natalie Imbruglia for, obviously, my choices and stuff, and she has to sort of clarify what I'm wearing and whether it looks good, because she, you know, she has a lot of knowledge in this industry on what will relate good on TV or what won't look good and what you know. And I work really closely with the stylist, and I get to go shopping and actually pick out what I like and have a say in what I don't like. So it's been really good, and I haven't worn anything that I've, you know, hated or anything, so I've been really comfortable.
I reckon that's all looked great. X Factor Grand Finalist Sally Chatfield is with me, and Sally's going to be performing in Lakes Entrance on Thursday evening at 6 o'clock at the Mechanics Hall, which you'd know where the Mechanics Hall is. Sally, probably been past it a couple of times. What do you actually do during the day? How much of that is on picking music, rehearsing, working with Natalie Imbruglia?
Well, we have a really tight schedule during the week. You know, Tuesdays we have our mentor rehearsals, which is obviously with Natalie, and that's filmed and stuff, so it gets put into the packages on the Sunday night before we end up performing. And then we have, you know, during the week we have style sessions for, you know, picking out what outfits we're going to wear and adjusting stuff. And then just more vocal workshops with the vocal coach that we work with closely. And, you know, Nat's always ringing and making sure that everything's all right. And she works really closely with me, so it's good.
Is she really strict, Sally? Because she looks like she'd be pretty tough.
She just, you know, she knows what she wants and she knows what she wants from me, but she never makes me do anything that I don't want to do. That's why I'm really lucky, you know. We have, our personalities work well together, and I think I'm really good at taking direction and not taking anything to heart because I know that she's been in this industry and she's very aware of what she's doing, and so it's really good that way.
Okay. From your audition, from if you look back and if you remember all that, and it seems such a long time ago, do you feel your voice has got better or is different as the show has progressed?
It's definitely developed a lot better. I had a period of time where I didn't sing for a while, where obviously my voice hadn't been in practice a lot, but I've noticed the improvement. I did have a couple of weeks where I was under the weather and my voice was suffering because of that, but I still got around it, and I've worked out ways, you know, to, I guess, make sure that I can still sing even if I'm a little bit sick, and ways that I'm with lack of sleep, how I can still rest my voice. So it's definitely been a really worthy learning process to figure out how my voice works as well.
Are you just thinking to this weekend, or are you looking beyond that? Have you started to explore what options might be available to you after this weekend?
It's a very hard thing to think about because I have no idea how it's going to all, I guess, unravel after this competition. So at the moment I'm more just focusing on making sure I've practiced enough for the final and got everything organised, because it's going to be a hectic weekend.
Sally, initially there was a little bit made about you being bullied at school. Has there been anything positive or negative to come from your initial response or your initial comments about being bullied at school?
Well, it's, you know, in that initial process, it made me a stronger person. I know how to handle people like that now and comments like that and stuff. So I don't take, you know, all those kind of comments to heart as much as I used to. And it's been really helpful in this kind of competition, because obviously you're going to have a lot of people who aren't going to like you and who are going to say nasty things. But it doesn't affect me as much, because I know some people are just like that, and they sort of just look for someone they can pick on because they don't have anything better to do. And it's been really good to sort of get my voice out there for other people who are going through the same thing. So I've been really lucky that people get to, I guess, see someone who's been through it and can relate to it and know that you can still get through it no matter what.
Look, I'll be honest, initially when you made those comments, I was wondering whether it was a good thing or a bad thing to come forward with it, because I thought, oh, I wonder if people are going to think, oh, that's the girl that was bullied and now that's going to be stuck with her now for the rest of the competition, whether it be for good reason or not a good reason. I wasn't sure whether it'll end up like a bit like a millstone around your neck.
It hasn't, you know, luckily for me, it hasn't, you know, everything else about me has sort of outweighed that and people don't concentrate on that as much. So it's sort of just this, it's more of a breakthrough thing, I guess. People feel really proud of me for getting over that and getting to where I am now.
What has been your favourite moment from the show?
Well, so far, I've got three. It's working with Natalie, because I never thought that I'd ever get the opportunity to do something like that. Going overseas, like I went to the Caribbean for this show.
Oh, yes.
And meeting Richard Branson, so that was pretty awesome. And getting to the final.
Three wonderful moments. You've picked your music.
Amazing.
You've picked your music for the final and you're working on that?
Yeah, that's what I've got to do today, so.
Okay, well, we better let you go. Get on with that. And will you be performing when you're at Lake Centre some of the songs that you've already performed during the show, or are you going to bring something new?
I'll be doing four songs that I've done in the show, so people will be familiar with them and it'll be good. So I'll be well-practiced and be able to hopefully entertain a lot of people.
Well, Sally, we're really, really proud of you in Gippsland, and hopefully people will help you get across the line and in fine style. And we don't want that Altian. Well, I don't want that Altian Charles talking. He's a little bit odd.
Oh, thank you very much.
He's a nice bloke, though, is he?
Yeah, he is really lovely.
Oh, that's good. Well, we wish you all the best, and we'll see you in Lakes Entrance on Thursday.
Yeah, it'll be good to come home.
Cool. Thank you, Sally.
All right, bye.
Bye.